Well, Lorena, it is the weekend, and welcome to Pulse for Your Weekend. I'm Edmundo Resendez, and with me inside the KRWG studios is Lorena Sanchez. As we look to the weekend, it's going to be a hot one, but there's an opportunity to kind of cool off.
Yes. So I honestly don't think this heat is deterring anybody, to be honest. I've been to several events over the past few weekends, and they've been full. People just want to get out and do stuff. And summer's a really good time in Las Cruces, as long as you're, like, well-prepared.
So carry lots of water.
Yeah. So Raft the Rio is a perfect way to cool down, to have some fun. You can join in and participate if you don't want to make a raft, or you can just join the River Festival. So that is Saturday. It kicks off at 10 a.m. La Llorona Park. It ends at Maceo Valle Bosque State Park with the River Festival, which you can go to for free, hang out. But for all those creative types, you can go and register that morning on Saturday your raft. Or if you just want to join in and raft the Rio, you can get rentals from Southwest Expeditions.
That's cool. I didn't know that in years past that they had rentals.
I didn't know that either.
So that's pretty cool because, you know, I've always wanted to raft the Rio, but I'm like, I'm not the creative type to make anything float.
It takes a lot of work.
And so at the end of the raft, the race down the Rio, they have High Desert will be doing a beer tent and Andales will be serving food.
Yes, and then Zia Middle School Jazz Band will be there. There's going to be activities. And you can mingle with some of the people that were brave enough to make some of these rafts and see and talk to them about how the experience was. So
yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And it's nice to see that after skipping a year that it's come back, and hopefully it can be successful and continue because it sounds like it is a fun event. Another event that happens every year, the San Juan Turtle Fiesta.
Yes, this is a tradition that has grown into this three-day celebration. The San Juan Turtle Fiesta, it kicks off on Friday with a golf tournament. Saturday, they're going to continue things in the evening with a huge dance, live music. And then Sunday is like the main event. You have this huge fiesta over at the Shrine and Parish of Our Lady of Guadalupe. And the festivities include things like live music, food, the annual turtle race, which is going to be over there at 2 p.m., and the rummage sale, dancing, drinks, raffle, activities. It is a good day to go out and hang out.
And it's a great family event, of course.
It's a great family event.
Now, you know, it seems like only yesterday I was planning for Memorial Day, and here we are now talking about 4th of July. It's just literally right around the corner next week.
Yeah, this year's gone by really fast. I agree with you. It just felt like yesterday. It was Memorial Day. And July 4th is coming up really quickly. We just wanted to give everyone a heads up. So the Electric Light Parade every year, you know, always take a jacket, always take an umbrella. This thing gets rained on every single year. Never fails. And that's at 9 p.m. on July 3rd. Starts downtown, goes all the way around. That is always a fun event to go to. And the theme this year is Let Our Freedom Ring. And then, of course, Field of Dreams. They're going to be having the huge July 4th celebration. It kicks off at 4 p.m. with some really great activities and then continues through 10 p.m., huge fireworks display, and it's all free to the public.
Free to the public key, and I've been to it, and yes, you are correct. For some reason, it brings down the rain. Let's go and talk about Taste for Your Impulse. Now, I've had this particular restaurant.
Yeah, La Ristra Express. It's a food truck now, and they're serving up what apparently our writer says are these legendary gorditas, huge and delicious gorditas.
The first time I had them was at a whole enchilada fiesta.
Yeah, that's where Sylvia had them too. She's the one that wrote the article, and she talks a little bit about that. So it's a really great experience for people that want to try this out. And they have jumbo gorditas. They have huge plates with enchiladas, beans, rice. You can get a side of gordita, like $8.50 for a plate of all this delicious food. And you can always find them on Facebook to figure out where they're going to be, their location, their times. That's always a really great tool. But very, very affordable place to go. And all you got to do is just do a little research, figure out where they're going to be.
Well, and, you know, it's not too bad because this day and age, you could very easily go to one restaurant, know where it's at. But I love driving around town sometimes and checking out the new things that are around. And when you look for a food truck, you know, it's just a nice setting, new
setting. It is.
Okay, well, Lorena, thank you very much.
Thank you.
For KRWG News, I'm Edmundo Resendez.